You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian Onunoyin is here to talk football. Don't jump to conclusions. It's not the NFL or LSU tailgating or Friday Night Lights. It's America's football culture that Brian is tackling today.
And a very good morning to you all. I was watching the Irish soccer team recently.
Yeah, so what? You're thinking.
Well, they got me thinking about the US soccer team.
Yeah, so what?
Well, both teams have a lot in common, you know. The US soccer team is unbelievably good. I mean, really remarkably good. There's no way that we would expect them to be performing as well as they do in the international arena. And for crying out loud, during the World Cup in 2020, they gave us soccer watchers from all over the globe one of the best games of the tournament, the US against England. And they managed to hold the English to a draw. They qualified out of their group and they went through to the next round. They were incredibly entertaining to watch, and billions of people, not millions, billions of people all over the globe appreciated them. They were phenomenal ambassadors for the game and for their country with their exemplary team conduct and team spirit. And now, finally, they rank about 25 in the world. And remember, every country in the world plays soccer. So, hats off to the US soccer team because they manage to do all of this with a sport that is really a minority sport in this country. Because let's face it, football, baseball and basketball are the American sports. I'd venture to guess that there are more professional ice hockey players in the US than professional soccer players. The level of participation in soccer is very small here when compared to the other three giants of football, baseball and basketball. And here's the thing. Sometimes it's hard to know when people are being serious or not, because recently I saw a bumper sticker on the back of somebody's car for the Saints, which had obviously been applied just after the Saints had won the Super Bowl. And the bumper sticker read, "New Orleans Saints, Champions of the World." Was this guy serious? Or was this applied with tongue rooted in cheek? Champions of the world? Well, it's a bit like saying that the people of Serbia and Croatia are the world champions at speaking Serbo-Croat. Well, isn't that what you'd expect, since they are the only people participating in this event? And it's really the same with baseball, basketball and football. These sports do not enjoy significant international participation. So it's hard, if not impossible, to put a team's performance into an international context. Not so with the soccer team, however. They're competing against the best in the world, against billions of competitors. It is, after all, the biggest game in the world. So, credit where credit is due to the soccer lads, and to the ladies' team too. Oh, should they do even better than the men? And they are easier on the eye. The question is, however, even if it were feasible, would it be desirable to promote soccer in this country? Much and all, as I don't really appreciate football, baseball and basketball, they are part of your cultural fabric here. They define you. They are part of what make you, you. So they should be respected, treasured. And as soon as I attend my first, what do you call it, tailgating party, well, I'll let you know how that ranks as a global cultural experience. Bye-bye now and have a lovely week.
That was commentator Brian Onunoyin, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland, Here I Come at LSUS and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian Onunoyin every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio, and you can listen again on our website, redriverradio.org. Look for What Was I Thinking? Under Commentaries.